28. Beautiful Soul. Blessed and beautiful soul, whom heaven awaits, and who go clothed in our humanity, not, like most others, burdened by its weight. In order that the road may be less hard for you, obedient servant loved by God, that crosses to his kingdom from down here. Look, there has risen lately for your ship, its back already turned upon this blind world toward a better port, the gentle comfort of a western wind. This will propel it, freed from the old snares, through this dark valley, ringing with the tears we shed for our own and another's sins, along a straight course now to the true east toward which it turns its prow. Perhaps all the devout and loving prayers of mortals, mingled with their holy tears, have finally reached the seat of highest pity, or it may be they were never so strong or numerous, their merit served to bend eternal justice one bit from its course. But heaven's merciful ruler, in his grace, has turned his eyes toward the sacred place where he was crucified, and breathes into the second Charlemagne's breast the vengeance whose delay has brought us loss, loss for which Europe down the years has sighed. And so he comforts his beloved bride, for merely at his voice Babylon trembles and remains distressed. All those between the Alps and the Garonne, between the Rhone and Rhine,